my people. How y'all doing? How you guys doing? How are you doing? I hope you missed me, because trust me, I did miss you. It's been a couple of weeks. I mean, that was not the plan at all. You know, I had so much planned up for February. You know, a couple of episodes were supposed to come out in February. We're supposed to talk about relationships, you know, cordial relationships, not romantic relationships alone, you know, because I also had plans for that. You know, there was just so much that, you know, we intended to do in February. But, you know, like they say, man proposes and God disposes, or how is it said? But, you know, I like to do things as I'm led. So, you know, I had to take a pause on the episode, you know, to work on some other stuff, right? So yeah, I apologize, because I know I did mention in the previous episode that, you know, February was going to be back to back, and, you know, we're going to talk about a couple of things, and, well, sadly, we were not able to. I guess we have to, you know, postpone that to another time, right? But yeah, we were talking about an interesting episode, interesting topic the last episode. We're going to continue today and possibly the next episode, because, like I said, value is such a very important topic. And from our discussions in the last episode, you can probably see why it's very important, right? Yeah, and so we're going back to value, and we're talking about appreciating value. You know, the importance of value today, right? So you're welcome. Hit the subscribe button if you've not done so, follow button, rate us, drop a comment, and all of that. Follow us on Instagram as well, like Grow With Death. Yeah, reach out for collaborations and all that. All right guys, let's do this. So when we're talking about value, last episode, if you haven't done so, you need to go listen to the last episode. You cannot listen to this episode without listening to the first episode on value, because we talked extensively about value, defined value, how it's a universal language, how it's a universal currency, and it's important. So it's very important to, you know, listen to that episode. So if you've not done so, go back, pause this episode, go back to the previous episode, the first episode, listen to it and come back. Why are you still here? I said pause this episode, go back and listen to it, and then come back to the second episode. But yeah, if you are still listening by now, I assume that you have listened to the first episode and you're good to go. All right. Now, we talked about how important value is. We know what value is. We understand what value is. Now, the question is, do you appreciate value? You see, a lot of us need to learn to appreciate value. Value needs to be appreciated. You see, value has got a price. If something is valuable, there is a price on it already, and you've got to pay the price. You've got to learn to appreciate value. Value flows to where it is appreciated. There are a lot of people who, they've got valuable people in their lives, but they do not appreciate them. If someone is valuable to you, you need to learn to appreciate them. Otherwise, they will soon leave. This is why some people, they lose good friendships, good relationships, and then they wonder, I don't know why I lost him. I don't know why I lost her. She was such a good person to me. He was such a good person to me. Oh, this, they keep complaining. Sometimes it's because they didn't show value. They didn't appreciate the value that they had. Sometimes we can say, oh, but I appreciated this thing, but your actions speak otherwise. You see, words and actions need to align at all times. You may be saying something, but your action is saying another thing entirely, right? For example, if you say you value your job, but you go late to the office, you don't take your job seriously, when they give you a task, you do not complete it, you just take things as a joke, you know, you don't take the job very seriously, you're not going to say you value that job. Nobody's going to believe you when you say you value your job, because you did not treat it right. You did not do the necessary things you're supposed to do. So that's just what it is when it comes to appreciating value. You need to learn to show that you appreciate value. Your actions need to tell that you appreciate value. And one of the ways you can do that is by saying it. By saying it. You see, sometimes we assume that people know how we feel about them or how appreciative we are about them, but sometimes they don't. And it is our duty to inform them, to tell them, listen, if you love someone, tell them you love them. You have a friend who is very dear to you, you know, who is so valuable to you. Listen, tell them, hey, I really appreciate you. I really appreciate what you do for me. I appreciate your friendship. Your friendship means so much to me. It's a wonderful thing to do. You know, you'd see how that would foster your relationships with people. Let people know. Send a random text. Don't just do it on their birthdays alone or on a special event, Christmas, New Year. No, just let it be random. You know, when it's random, it seems more genuine than you just sending someone a birthday message and sending a long epistle and say, I appreciate you. The person will just think you are fulfilling unrighteousness. And to be honest, some people don't even read all their birthday messages. Let's face it. Some people just get caught up in the excitement that they read the messages, but the words don't jump out of the phone or of the page. You know, the excitement of that event, of that birthday, just overwhelms them to the point that the words don't hit deep. You get the point. But when you send a random message to someone, you just tell them how appreciative you are of them, how you love them, how you cherish them, how you value them. I tell you, you will see how these things will foster your relationship. So try it today. Send a random message to someone that you care about, probably someone you've never spoken to, and you just want to let them know that, look, even though you don't talk often, you still appreciate them, you still love them, and that, you know, you miss them. Send a random text today. Learn to be vocal. I know some people are not very vocal. Some people are quite shy. Some people are this. Well, you have to try, you know, in your own little way, even if it's once a while. Just let people know that you value them. And you see, for some people, right, they rather use their actions to say how they feel. But see, the truth of the matter is that sometimes there are certain things. I know we say actions speak louder than voice, right? But the truth is, there are certain times when voice also needs to be heard. In as much as action speaks louder than voice, voice also needs to be heard. This month, 2024. But really, you have to speak out, because sometimes people can misread your actions. Sometimes you can say, well, can't you see that I care about you? The person may just be confused about your actions, right? But when you say these things, it just helps to seal and place a cement on, you know, what you have been building. Just places this seal on the fact that you care about them. It's important. I know you show it, but learn to say it. I got a very beautiful text from a friend recently, and when I read the text, it was so random, but it made my day. You know, it made my day. And she was just appreciating how, you know, we've been friends for a while and how much I've stuck out for her and how much I've been there for her and all of that. And it was so random. And funny enough, in fact, our friendship was already having some hiccups. You know, I was already pulling back because I was upset about a couple of things and all that. And when that text just came, that was just what was needed to, you know, cement the whole. It just touched me that, this person actually appreciates this friendship. And it was a very, very beautiful text message. You know, so when you do stuff like that, it's just very good. In as much as you show it through your action, learn to say it. The second thing is learn to show it. Remember, I said first thing is what? Learn to say it. The second thing is learn to show it. Some people would rather say it. Some people don't have problem with saying it. They will tell you from today to tomorrow, I love you. I care about you. You're my guy. You're my G. You're my friend. You're my best friend. I can't do anything without you. They can gaslight you. But when it comes to showing it, that's where the problem comes. You know, they have problems backing up their words with actions, and it's not a good thing. And sometimes you think you are showing it, but you are not. And one of the ways to show it is, number one, you need to respect people's time. Let's start from there. For some people, you say you value someone and you don't respect their time. You don't value them because, you see, time is an important aspect of a person's life. Because when you think about it, when you say, oh, happy birthday, you're 40 years old, you're 30 years old, happy birthday, you're 25 years old. What are you saying? You're saying you spent 25 years on earth. So it just tells you that there is this similitude between time and your life. It just shows that there's this correlation between a person's time and that person himself or herself. And so if you do not respect people's time, you are inadvertently not respecting that person. For example, if you are to meet with the president of your country and you have an appointment, that's even going too far. You are to meet with your boss or with a customer or with someone of importance to you, and you were to meet by 2 p.m. And I'm pretty sure if you were to meet with the president by 2 p.m., in fact, you won't sleep the previous night. You know, you'd have been up very early just thinking, preparing, oh, how am I going to behave, or this, that, and you want to ensure that you get there on time. And then by 1 p.m., you're already at the venue, just pacing around and all of that. So why is it that if you were to meet up with a friend by 2 p.m., by 3 p.m., you are still thinking of whether you are to go or not? You see, as much as cordiality is there, as much as, oh, you know, this person is your friend, you know, you guys are close, oh, forget it, she won't be angry, he won't be angry. You see, there are certain things you need to stop doing. Some things you are doing that is wrong. You know, learn to appreciate people's time. If you are to meet up with someone at a certain time and you eventually realize that you may not be able to meet up, the earliest possible time, take note of that word, the earliest possible time, you need to notify them. In fact, if you've seen signs, if you see any sign that you may not be able to meet up, you are not certain yet, but you've seen a sign that it's possible you won't be able to meet up, notify them. Hey, what's up? It's looking like this, but I will try to meet up. But if I cannot, if I'm certain I won't be able to, I will let you know. Listen, you need to learn to do these things. But sometimes, because we are so close to, you know, these people, they are close friends, we sometimes just take these things for laxity, which is not supposed to be so. And the reason you need to do that is because people have other things to do. Like, what if the person forgotten something for you? You know, the person had other plans to do other things, and because of you, the person had to cancel, and now you just took the person's time for granted. It's not a good thing, you know, but when you do things like this, subconsciously, you know, humans, we have very powerful minds. Subconsciously, you are telling the person that the person matters to you. When you do this thing, I'm saying, you're supposed to meet up with someone, with a friend, and you are to cancel, you inform them ahead. Consciously, you are telling them that you care about them, you know, that you respect their time. My friends, no, I do, like, this is one of the biggest things that I dislike. I dislike it when people disrespect my time. Oh my goodness. Call me a broken record. I don't care. I do not like it. And the reason is because I'm usually very busy. And so if we are to do something and you show a certain attitude that shows that you don't respect my time, it just makes me feel weird. Because I like to plan. I know not many people are like that, but me, I like to plan. For example, if I'm to do something by weekend, I probably know what I will be doing on Tuesday. What I'm supposed to do on Saturday on the weekend, I probably know it on Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, and I like to plan. I have to say, okay, I know by this, by Wednesday, I already know what my plans are for weekend and all that. And probably by Friday, I can maybe reshuffle and finalize on my plans and all. So because of that, I like to plan ahead. So it's just, some people don't know how to plan ahead. Some people like to do things spontaneously. In fact, I met someone who said, she likes spontaneous stuff. Just, that's not me. I like to plan my things because it just helps me to be organized. There's so much to do. So when I just plan things, it helps me to be to, you know, it helps my activities to be smoother and helps me not to forget anything I'm supposed to do. I like to write things down. These things help a lot, you know. It's very important. Learn to appreciate people's time. Another way to appreciate people's time is to make it worth their time. You know, if you guys are supposed to do something, whether friend or business or whatever, make it worth their time, you know. Ensure that you deliver on the reason why they came, you know, or the reason why they gave you their time, right? If you had to meet up with a customer, you know, I'm sure you want to ensure that, you know, their time is well spent, right? Another way you can also appreciate people's time is not canceling at the slightest inconvenience. This is so important because in a generation where we see things like, I'm the friend that can cancel at any point in time, blah, blah, blah. People just cancel at the slightest inconvenience. It just shows value. It just shows how you value someone. Because, listen, I'm not saying it's wrong to cancel. Absolutely not. We are human beings. Our routines can change. Our activities can change. Something can come up. Something unexpected can happen. And it's okay sometimes to cancel or to reschedule. But you see, some people are so, they cancel at the slightest inconvenience, something so little, and they just lose interest. Well, you know what? Okay. And you've forgotten that this person planned, has a schedule. This person literally abandoned other stuff to attend to this meeting, you know, that you guys set together. There was a slight inconvenience, you rescheduled the first time. A slight inconvenience, you rescheduled the second time. It's not a good thing. If it's something that is serious and you feel like, okay, you know what, I have no choice but to reschedule, then go ahead. And even your attitude towards it says a lot about you. See, we take these things for granted when it comes to friends, because they are our friends, we are close to them. You can easily just bamboozle them with words. Charlie, you know what, I'm busy, one thing later, especially if it's at a dying minute. But just respect your friends, you know. I know there's cordiality, but respect them, show them that you respect them, right? If it's not too serious and you know you can still make it, go ahead. If you be a bit late, say it, okay, you know what, I will be a bit late. And if you have to totally reschedule, your attitude says a lot. Now, even apart from friends, customers, business associates, how do you reschedule? Some people don't know how to reschedule. Oh, I won't be able to make it, though. That's all. No. Oh, I'm so sorry. Something came up, or something very urgent, or just give a very valid excuse. I will make it up to you. I'm very sorry for keeping you, or I'm very sorry for having to reschedule. What's your schedule like next week? You know, so the first thing you are doing there is that you are apologizing, and then you are making them, you are giving them the opportunity to pick a time, because you are the one who was at fault this time. So you are giving them an opportunity to pick from their own convenience. Okay, when would you be available next week? Even if you are busy, you can say, okay, when would you be available? Is Tuesday fine? Even if Tuesday is the only day you are free, don't just say, okay, let's meet Tuesday 3 p.m. No, say, okay, how about Tuesday? Is Tuesday okay for you? Do you get the point? You are giving them an opportunity to choose, because you are the one who was at fault this time. It just shows a level of respect and value. Is Tuesday okay for you? They say no. They say, okay, when is available? When would you be available? Listen, even if you are the one helping them, even if it's someone that wants to meet up with you for a contract or whatever, you are the one helping them. They are the one who need help from you. It just goes to show a level of humility and respect when you give them that respect. You tell them, okay, I'm sorry, but next week I'll be very busy. But how is Tuesday like? Is Tuesday 3 p.m. fine for you? Do you see the difference? Even though you know that's the only time you'll be available, don't just say, okay, I won't be able to make it. Meet me 3 p.m. on Tuesday. You can do that, but it just shows it doesn't speak well of you. Right, okay, how is Tuesday 3 p.m. next week? If someone needs something from you, of course the person may have to change their schedule because they want something from you. But it's just humility to show that you respect them, right? Respect doesn't just go sideways or upwards. Sometimes it has to go downwards as well, you know. So it's important to respect people's time. Now, another way to show that you value someone is to give to them. You see, I know that friendships come with, you know, a lot of benefits and a lot of perks and all that. I know that you are there for them, they are there for you. emotionally, physically, you know, they watch out for you and all of that, and all the other value that friendship comes along with. But you see, the value of gifting will never die. You see, there's something that gifting does. It's a token. You know, gifts can be a token of your love, of your friendship. You see, some people have not understood how important gifts are. You can be friends with someone for 10 years. You've been doing so much for this person. You guys are very close. You know, you love each other. But there's something about gifts, random gifts. It does not have to be very grand. You know, but when you just gift someone, it just has a way of, you know, making you feel... It just makes their day, you know, whether birthdays or whether random gifts. See, I started taking gifts seriously. I love to gift my friends. And I started taking gifts seriously when I started receiving gifts, you know. I was like, oh, so this is how it feels. So I started taking gifts very seriously, you know, as I was growing up. And I'm like, and I have seen, oh my goodness, I have seen how tremendously gifts can impact friendship, whether in terms of making friends or in terms of maintaining friendships. You know, just run. I remember a job I started, and like I said, it doesn't even have to be grand. My first day at a job, I think first or second day. So, I remember. So there was a lady who was sitting around me, like we shared a desk, and there was another guy around. And so I think that day there was no water in the office. Water had finished, and you know, they were running up and down to see how could this happen, and they were trying to, you know, replenish and all that. So I went for lunch, and so while I was coming back, I got water and realized, oh, there's no water in the office. So I got two extra, and I just, when I got back, I just gave it to them. The shock on their faces, because they didn't ask for it, and it was my first day at the job. But I just, it was just, it touched them, and that was one of the reasons why we became very close. You know, it was just a small, what is bottle water? What would that cost? You know, but just by doing that, you know, fostered relationship among us. So learn to gift people. See, sometimes to get favors from people, learn to gift them randomly. You know, you just gift people, you know, guys especially. You see, I've realized that guys don't, of course, everybody knows this, guys don't get as much gifts as women do most times, except, you know, from people who need favors from them, you know. But in terms of friendships, even guys gift women more than they gift guys. It's just a fact. And I realized that because most times guys like to show their love to other guys in other ways, in other forms, you know. They can be there for them. A guy can say, oh, you are broke, or you need help. Financially, they will slam you cash, will take you support. But when it comes to physical gifts, and you'll be surprised how as powerful as, you know, financial support is, which is appreciative. See, I'm telling you, there's something about giving someone a gift, like not cash. Cash is important, but I'm telling you, there's something about a gift. It sticks, especially when you solve a problem. So I used to have, where I was staying, I used to have this, I never had a power bank, let me put it that way. And I had this bad habit of never charging my phone. Never. I would only charge my phone when the battery is super low. I would use that phone till the battery is very low, and then I say, oh, right, let me charge this phone. Until the phone is giving me warning sign before I would plug my phone. And so probably by that time that I want to charge the phone, there's no power supply in Nigeria. So I was facing that before, you know, my phone has gone off. Yes, I was trying to work on that bad habit, but my mom would always say, this is what, get power bank. Every time I will call, your phone is off, get power bank. You know, but I have never bought a power bank in my life for myself, and I bought for people, interesting enough, but I never got for myself. It just felt weird, I don't know why. And so one day my brother got me a power bank. It was so random and touching at the same time. And that, whenever I see that power bank, I don't use it anymore because now I've changed my character, you know, I plug my phone. But whenever I see it, it's just a reminder, you know, it just that someone saw a need and, you know, thought about me. You know, I could afford much power banks as I could, but the fact that he didn't say, oh, buy this power bank, he got it for me, you must say, talking that you need this to get take, you know. And that's how, that's what gifts do for people. See, it may be something very small, but just do it. You'll be surprised how it will be a constant reminder, especially something that the person can use often. It'll be a constant reminder of your friendship, of your love, you know. It's just important. See, I'm talking to guys now because I know what I'm saying. Guys who go for a birthday, right? You see, a guy is doing birthday and his friends come around. Hey, they will come. Some guys will not even, they won't give them a single thing. In fact, they will even bring other friends, bring people. You come to the party. Hey, happy birthday, chief. Hey, congratulations. And you eat, you drink, and they will carry their bags and go. I mean, I know you have been doing that for many years, but this is 2024. You need to change. At the very least, drop something. At the very least. Chairman, have an happy birthday. Just take something, even if it's a wine, a bottle of wine. Take something there. Every time you're going for birthdays, you are going empty-handed. It's not a good thing. You know, sometimes we overlook these things, but it's not. And you see, women have cracked this code. Women understand this code. I know for a fact that a lot of women, they gift their female friends a lot. Women understand the value of gifts, so they do it. If it's their friend's birthday, oh, they'll get her something and all. But guys, we don't. Most guys don't roll that way. They hardly do. You know, some do. And some understand that, but most times they don't. They would rather show love in a different way. Guys, they like cash. They can just give you cash. Oh, they don't have a problem with that. But gifts, they don't take it seriously. They are not very intentional in that manner. But I think it's something that people should look at. I think it's something people should look at. So learn to gift people that you value, right? So don't forget, learn to appreciate value, and you do that by two ways: by saying it and by showing it. And we talked about different ways of showing value. For some people, you have a friend who does something for you free. You know that normally you're supposed to pay for this. This is something this person charges other people, and then the person is doing it for you free. The person is, or is doing it for you at a heavily discounted price because you are their friend. Do you appreciate them? Do you even take out time to really tell them how much you appreciate them? You know, that this person stuck out their neck for you. It's important, you know, that you let them know that you appreciate them, you know, because this is something that they're supposed to collect money for, but they're doing it for you free of charge. Tell them, oh, I really appreciate what you're doing. Even if they're not your friend, even if they're just an acquaintance, let them know you appreciate them. You know, I did something for someone recently and it touched me because I really stuck out my neck for this person. And in fact, it almost even got me into trouble. I really stuck out my neck for this person. And I just realized, in fact, the person was now, I just realized at some point that this person never said thank you. In fact, it became the other way around, you know. And I'm like, yo, I literally did this from the goodness of my heart, went out of my way. This is something someone did half of the same thing for me. And I know how till today I'm still very grateful. You know, I still appreciate the person so much. And I did like times three of that for this person, and this person was just there. It touched me, but I'm like, look, I just did it out of the goodness of my heart. Your thank you is not what is going to put food on my table or anything. But I just thought about it and I'm like, come on. Like, no thank you, no. Even if you didn't see, there was no sense of appreciation, you know. It's just good to let people know you appreciate them. Also, recently, I just thought about, there was a particular person that I felt, come on, this guy has been so good to me. And I felt like I needed to appreciate him. You know, I needed to be more appreciative, you know, and I had to do that. So while you're listening to this episode, just think about people who have been very good to you, people who have been there for you over the years, and you think that you've not appreciated them enough. After this episode, bring out your cell phones, call them, send them a text, tell them you love them, tell them you appreciate them, you know, tell them, just thank them, give them a treat, you know, take them out, get them a gift, you know, with a little note, oh, I appreciate you. I'm telling you, I know the power of gifts. Get them a gift. Tell them, I appreciate you so much. Thank you. Random stuff. It's not their birthday. It's not Christmas. It's not New Year. It's not Thanksgiving. It's not whatever. Just random stuff. Thank you for being a good friend to me. You know, write their name so it don't look like it's a random broadcast message. You know, thank you. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for doing that and all of that. Right. So it's important to show people that you appreciate them. Now, I want to talk about, don't end valuable friendships because of flimsy excuses. You see, this is one way you show that you value something. The price of value, you fight to maintain it. If you value something, you fight to maintain it, right? If you have diamonds and you value it, you probably want to lose that diamond anyhow. Same way, try to maintain friendships. In one of our previous episodes, I talked about how people don't maintain friendships for long. You know, they keep having friendships 6 months, 1 year, you know, before you know they have a very close friend, and before you know it, the friendship has ended. And you see, for some people, they end friendships because of flimsy excuses. It just shows that they have a poor understanding of value. Someone has been so good to you, you have been very good friends, you know, this person loves you, appreciates you, and then because the person forgot your birthday, you end the friendship. You know, we're in a generation where we don't appreciate value. We don't appreciate value. You know, I know we often joke about, oh, end of the year sees us. You know, when the year comes to an end, you say, oh, I need to cut off some friends. Make no mistakes. I believe 100% in cutting people off. I believe that there are some people who don't need to be in your life. There are some people you need to cut off from your life immediately because, you know, they are causing you more harm than good, right? But sometimes, some of the reasons we end friendships are flimsy excuses. Like, oh, because the person didn't post you on their birthday, that's why you ended the friendship. Very flimsy excuse. Like, it's just wild. Like, it's just wild. Now, you can be pissed at it that, oh, how could you forget my birthday, blah, blah, blah. You can be pissed at it, but it should not be the reason why you will end a good friendship. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, are you listening to yourself? Birthday. It's ridiculous. Now, it's possible for that to be a pointer to a larger issue. Now, that I know for a fact. It's possible that could be a sign that, you know, this person, maybe initially this person has been showing signs that they don't care about you, or they don't treat you as much as you treat them, or they don't value you, right? It's possible that could be a pointer. Maybe that was just something to cement it that, you know what, this person has showed it consistently that this friendship is one-sided. That's a different thing. But that someone has been good to you, someone loves you dearly, and it's obvious, everybody knows, someone appreciates you, but then because of one thing, one small thing that you can overlook, you can forgive, you just end the friendship like that. No, my dear. No. It shows you do not appreciate value. It shows that you do not appreciate value, and it's not a good thing. I'm not saying that someone cannot offend you, you cannot be offended at your friend. No, you can be offended, you can quarrel about something, you can argue, you can take a break. But listen, value is not... you should appreciate value. Someone is valuable to you in a certain way. You should learn to appreciate value. So, value has a price, and you have to pay that value to keep value, right? Be it in friendship, learn to be value, to be a valuable person, and also learn to appreciate value. Even in business, you have a business you're doing, to start with, people will appreciate you because of your value, right? If you are a consultant or you have a service that you do, people will pay for your service simply because there is value in what you do, right? We are going to talk about this extensively in the next episode, but listen, value has a price and people will surely pay for it, right? So the summary of what we've talked about today is learn to appreciate value, whether it's in friendship or in whatever it is, in your romantic relationship or in your family or in your business. Learn to appreciate value. If something is valuable to you, make sure that you appreciate it. Otherwise, you will soon lose that value. It's so important. It's so important. So don't forget about the things we talked about. Send that random text today. Send that gift. Tell people you love them. Tell them you care about them. Learn to appreciate people. Learn to be there for them. Learn to make them feel loved. Don't just say it. Back it up with your actions, right? Right? To foster that wonderful relationship and friendship that you have going on for you. All right, we're going to take a pause. This episode is getting really long already, and we still have a lot to talk about value. That's why I said this is such a very important topic, and you can already see why. And in our next episode, we are going to be closing up on value, right? And next episode, we're going to be talking about something very crucial: how to become a valuable person. And we'll round it up there. All right, guys, thank you for your time. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, leave a comment, rate us, and all. Yeah, so see you in the next episode. Don't worry, I promise you, I will not take too long before the next episode comes out, like this one did, probably in a week or two, any week or two max, you know, the next episode would air. And I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in. Until then, bye bye.